Surveillance Pilot.
Freeze, this is the FBI!
Oh god, not again! No!
You're a wanted sex pest. You're that big blue guy who's been pumping out of all these different closets.
You'll never take me alive!
You got a friend in me.
Credits. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast with the damn brazen ability to ask the question, can we add Arnie to any movie?
The gall on us.
You know what? It is delicious. And I love all the reviews we've been coming in. Also, not just like online that we're getting them, but in-person reviews. Have you had anyone say anything nice about the podcast to your face?
I've had several people approach me and say, hey, you're doing God's work.
Yep, I haven't had that. I've had, I listen to you when I'm at the gym. I'm like, oh, cool. That's good. I like how mindless it is. And I'm like, Okay. Excuse me, right, Gemma, if that is your real name.
Like, I'm all for someone's fitness journey.
Yeah, yep.
But not at our expense.
Exactly. This is, like, I always assume people were taking notes while listening to this. But hey, however you're listening to it, we don't mind. We appreciate it, bud. Thank you for all the love. Today, we are asking the question of, can we add Arnie to the movie Monsters, Inc.?
The 2001 Disney Pixar classic.
It's a great movie.
Phenomenal movie. I remember when it came out, I was just a kid. I'm pretty certain I saw it at the movies.
I don't remember where I saw it, but I know I've seen it a million times.
Oh, because it's so quotable.
Yep.
Had a sequel, Monsters University.
Remember seeing that and going, not bad.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Really? I can't remember.
Yeah, I got around it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were going to university at the same time?
I was, yeah.
And you're like, I relate to this. I'm also a monster. At least that's what all the women on campus call me.
and the police.
great movie. Pretty much an institution. It's like Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles. That's like my Pixar movies if I've got to pick the bunch.
Yeah, you might throw a bit of Finding Nemo in there.
I won't. We could argue about this for ages. It is mind-blowing that Arnie hasn't already been asked to take on one of these roles. I mean, even John Travolta.
I was literally thinking that while I was watching it and going, you know, obviously the lens of can we add Arnie to this? But I'm going, how come Disney and or just Pixar haven't approached Arnold Schwarzenegger to say, hey, we reckon we can use your voice in a Pixar movie?
It's mind-blowing. So luckily, we have been watching this with our research hats on, ready to throw Arnie into the mix of Monsters, Inc. Do we want to start with a synopsis?
100% I do. Monsters, Inc. is a story that unfolds in the city of Monstropolis.
Great name.
Awesome name. Where monsters generate power by scaring children.
What a great plot point, by the way.
And it's alluded to that they're going through a scream shortage, which is so relevant to this modern world.
Wouldn't be going through that today. Not in my house. Every day I wake up. Another day.
Oh, the lights are on.
Oh, look at that. It's fantastic. You know, you can get even more power if you laugh. Yeah, bet I could. See ya.
But I have nothing to laugh about.
Nothing at all.
Anyway,
The
film centers on Sully, a top scarer, and his assistant, Mike Wazowski. Their lives take an unexpected turn when a human child accidentally enters their world. Faced with the dilemma of returning her to the human world, Sully and Mike navigate challenges and unveil a conspiracy within their company.
Great.
Don't we all?
96% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Warranted. I do find it hard to believe that there's 4% of people out there who don't enjoy the film.
They're just losers.
Maybe they're from Big Energy.
That's true. They're like, oh, I don't like this at all. I don't like the idea of that all these people go independent, become self-sufficient. Ew.
What is this, trying to tell us that we should change our corporate structure and find a more sustainable source of energy to power the world?
Get out of here.
That's not how we operate,
I don't think,
mate.
So many reoccurring gags in this that I absolutely love. In particular, I love the sticker that's at first the logo over Mike's face when they show the ad right at the start, and then the magazine at the end with a little barcode over his face. And even on Disney Plus, when you watch it, in the credits roll, the little thing goes down and it covers his face. I'm like, bro, well done.
It's very smart what they've done there.
Very smart.
A lot of recurring gags. Even 2319 is a fantastic recurring gag.
Oh, yes. That's, the sock on them and then they,
2319!
So good. It's weird how there's that point where they're all surrounding, Boo and everyone, and then, like, someone yells at 2319 and they all attack. It's like, no, this is more serious than a 2319, guys. Like,
what is a 2319? I mean, obviously, there was something in that monster world that meant they had to legislate a 2319.
That would have been a fun day on set.
Did someone get like a monster infection from this, like a sock in the past?
Are you saying that Monsters, Inc. predicted COVID-19 before anyone else?
I'm saying it's just possible.
You're not wrong.
Is a sock in the monster world the equivalent of our bat in a Wuhan.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's armadillo.
A pangolin. I don't know, I'm just questioning. I want answers.
I did get a little triggered by the people in the yellow suits, but I was like, oh, this is peak COVID kind of stuff, isn't it? I'm like, oh, I don't like this at all. Yeah, so obviously we kick it off. We got Mike. We learn their relationship very quickly with Sully. They seem like a bunch of cool guys, I suppose. Just friends.
Just kind of friends. Just I would friends. Almost say that you and I are kind of like a Mike and a Sully.
Wait, so which one's the assistant and which one's getting all the limelight?
I think we know for a fact that I am the Mike in this relationship.
It's because you're funny, isn't it? It's because I'm hairy as well. Yeah, all right, that's fair.
It makes sense. It just makes sense.
And so Mike and Sully, they're walking down the street initially. We get to see some of the characters. I want to just throw out there randomly, adding Arnie to this right as we kick it off. Random rogue monster.
Really? You just want to like the chicken monster?
Yeah, because we see so many random ones. We even got the one that's like this kind of slime thing. It slides across, then it falls down the grate, and then it goes... Great. And I'm like, that's a great joke. I enjoy that. Arnie could easily be one of those monsters. Then he just says goodbye. Just like a, good luck, Sally. Good luck with your skeleton.
Have a good day.
Two-headed Arnie monster. It's called, I don't know, like Double the Arnie. And he's just like, oh, hey, Double the Arnie. He's like, hello. And then he just walks past. And that's all we need.
Like the Star Wars monster in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, that commentates the pod racing.
Exactly. Not as creepy looking, because that thing was weird looking, man.
It was weird.
Yeah, but like a furry, fluffy, friendly Pixar version of that.
Yeah.
In that they walk past, yeah, see ya, like, see you, Double the Arnie, bye, you'll be back.
Have a good day.
And then that's it. Quick cameo, nice and easy.
Yeah.
First character, bang, tick, we can add Arnie.
Mm. I've had to think about this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And often what we do is we develop a character for Arnie to start with. Like, you've just done. You've nailed it.
Yeah. Didn't really need much thought into that one.
I noticed there's like a throwaway character that is off the cuff mentioned.
Okay.
That I want to explore as a character that we can create for Arnie.
It's not Boo's parents.
No.
Which I did have concerns about. Because how long is she missing for?
Okay, I thought the same thing. Is she just missing for one night? So yeah. They've put Boo to sleep.
Yeah.
And then they're going to watch telly. They're having a date night. They might be getting it on and make another boot.
Who knows? But like, because at the start we see the time zones. So obviously they're on the same time schedule as everywhere else. Because they go, yeah, they're in the Eastern State time zone now and whatever it is. And it's like, wait a second. How long was the kid missing for?
That's why I would assume it's like we're talking like an 8-hour period or less.
Because
although like, the kid stayed the night.
Stayed the night. If this was real... What would have happened is when they went to return the kid, they would open up the door and be like, oh, it's weird, it can't open. And there'd be police tape.
Oh, yeah, police tape.
From there'd the other side.
A full-on Gone Girl situation.
There'd be a detective in there going,
I just don't understand where this kid has gone.
Open the door. What the hell is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, move, freeze! And then Sally's just like, oh, no, I didn't mean to do this. I don't know what's happening.
Get on the ground.
Get down.
I knew the furries would be behind this.
What did I tell you every time? It's always a furry.
What makes me sick?
Boo, you get over here and random guy. Done.
Oh, what's this little green thing he's got next to him?
I don't know. These frogs are weird in these parts. And then that's it. It's so weird how the parents have nothing to do with anything and the kid's gone for so long and they just don't care.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just deadbeat parents.
I like to believe that.
And
the kid wasn't exactly wearing.
Although she didn't really look like she lived in a deadbeat house.
No, well, she didn't have great clothes either, to be fair.
Maybe she was poor.
Well, that's the saddest part of this movie now. Boo has parents that do not love her, and she's poor.
So, as I was saying, I just don't want to go down the whole rabbit hole of poor people.
Of course, no.
Because I love poor people. I consider myself a poor person.
I once was a poor person, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
It's not
Did
now.
Did you, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
Absolutely. I had a Gen X come up to me once, and he said, hey, have you considered not being poor? And I hadn't.
Oh, my gosh.
And so what I did is I just bought property.
That's what I did.
That's so good.
And I turned my debt into more debt. But it's leveraged because I keep using that debt to buy another house. And this is now a finance podcast.
Interesting. We've learned a lot about us. Mainly lies, but... anyway.
None of that is true. The character I created was based on the Abominable Snowman.
Okay.
When he says, I have a friend, Sasquatch, who also got... banished from Monster World.
Yes. I love this.
And so I thought, well, why don't we have a post-credit scene?
Yes.
Of Sasquatch.
Set it up.
Arnie is Sasquatch. He's a towering, brown, bear-like monster.
I can see that.
That faced exile due to a misunderstanding where he was falsely accused of endangering the delicate balance of the mystical forest. Now, I don't know what the mystical forest is, but it doesn't matter. It's a story. We can embellish that later.
That's great.
His banishment is revealed in a post-credit scene where Mike and Celia are on a honeymoon.
I love this.
Backpacking through different doors.
That is fantastic.
Once they take a door towards North Cascades National Park in Oregon, where they meet a Sasquatch. Now, I know what you're thinking, Alan. What's North Cascades National Park in Oregon got to do with any of this?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I kind of glossed over that.
So in my prep for this episode, I actually looked up where in the United States is one of the most common places for people to claim they saw Bigfoot.
And of course it was there.
And it's in the Oregon National Park region. And so I thought, well, that's a great way to kind of link it in.
It works.
Anything like that. But anyway, that is the character I've created for Arnie. Here's a post-credit scene of a Sasquatch being stumbled upon by Mike and Celia.
I love it.
Backpacking through the doors on their honeymoon.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to Oregon.
Wow. Oregon is where we are. Yeah, I was wondering what was up with the weather. Yeah,
this is the North Cascades National Park.
Are you here scaring someone? Are you? Oh.
I am the Sasquatch.
I thought I recognized you.
Did you meet a bottomless snowman?
I did. He had some weird snow. Weird snow.
The pea snow.
Yeah, the pea snow. He claimed it wasn't. But...
Hold on.
Yep.
Would you like, I got some snow cones myself.
How the hell do you have snow cones? Oh,
they're brown.
I'm good. I'm curious why you got banished in the first place.
Yeah.
Because there's been a whole change of management. I don't know if you know this. We're now doing laughing instead of screaming. It's a whole thing. But why did you get banished again?
Oh, really? Oh, well, I was banished because I revealed the mystery of the mystical forest.
To who?
People. Board, mainly.
The board?
Yeah, the
board. Well, we're pretty open about it now. We don't really have much secrets, so I know...
What's your name?
Well, I don't want to give you all the details. I'm Mike.
Who's the babe?
That's a bit personal, okay?
I like her hair. Could be shorter.
That's what I was thinking.
Just a little shorter. Just a little off the top.
Cut it anyway.
Do they kiss you as well, the snakes? You get kisses from the snakes?
Yeah, it's actually a very intimate kind of thing. Yeah. I don't want to get too much into it, but it is good.
You know, since I've been banished, it's been a long time since I've been with a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you thought about, like, seeing someone maybe? Like, coming out and saying hello to...
I've seen somebody for the first time.
Yep.
Mainly your partner.
Okay. So, I'm beginning to think when you said revealing secrets of a hidden forest, that was a euphemism for you whipped your penis out at work.
Wow.
No, don't talk. I just want to look at that thing. That's a big... I get why they call you Bigfoot. That is certainly a Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to get Celia. I don't know if Disney will buy into that scene.
Now that I think about it, we kind of really went very graphic very quickly.
But it has once again brought up more questions for me.
Nonetheless,
yep.
I think there is the potential for a spin-off film, if you will.
Okay.
Of once you've introduced Sasquatch as Arnold Schwarzenegger in a cameo role,
yep.
You can then have a spin-off film. Call it Bigfoot, call it Sasquatch.
Yep.
Have that, you know, the credit that says, from the people that brought you Monsters, Inc.,
yep.
Disney Pixar presents.
Yep.
Yeah. Sasquatch.
I'd watch it.
So would I.
Absolutely watch it. That's a great character. Let's look at some of the characters that already exist. Boo. Cute little girl. Do we see Arnie voicing it?
How would he voice it?
Hey. Kitty, boo.
That's worth it alone, right?
Kitty, boo.
But I don't know how he's going to go with the crying element when Boo gets scared. You feel free to give it a crack.
Is that because Arnie doesn't cry?
He doesn't cry.
Has he ever got emotional in a movie to the point of crying?
Conan, he got pretty emotional.
I mean,
right before he cut someone's head off.
I'd get emotional.
No,
this is hard.
You're scaring me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. What about Arnie's laugh?
So how does she laugh in the film?
It's like a classic kid laugh. It's so cute and wholesome.
Yeah. It's a beautiful laugh.
It's a beautiful laugh. So imagine Arnie doing that now.
I don't think it's possible. I don't even know how Arnold laughs.
You're killing me, man.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it works either, unfortunately.
I'm putting a line through Boo.
I'm happy with you to put a line through Boo. Now.
Yep.
Let's talk Randall.
Yeah.
Who has a surname, turns out.
What's the surname?
Boggs.
Boggs.
Boggs. Randall Boggs.
Okay.
He's the Monstropolis' ambitious and deceptive chameleon monster, who kind of is like the foil to Mike and Sully throughout the whole film, kind of the antagonist, totally keen to exploit children for their screams to harness their power.
Well, and that's kind of the whole thing, right? Voiced by Steve Buscemi.
Who also physically looks like Randall.
Which is kind of rude.
And I'm so sorry, Steve Buscemi.
What did you say? Steve McGemmy?
It's not Steve Buscemi.
I don't know how to say it. Is that how you say it?
It's either Buscemi or Buscemi.
I always thought it was Buscemi. But well, the first thing you said...
Buscemi? Buscemi.
Delicious.
I'll have a plate of this Buscemi, please.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Well, anyway, Randall, let's go back to that name. Yeah, he is a bad guy, but he's only doing what he's told. You don't realize that till right near the end. But I feel bad for the guy a little bit. Is that
really?
Just a little bit. Because although he's like a douche and he's like obviously like harnessing kids and blah, 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 that sort of thing, he's really just doing what he's told because he's like always the number two to Sully. And he's like, I just want to leg up. I just want to kind of like make it in this thing, you know?
And so Mr. Waternoose is kind of giving him this opportunity to be like, hey, I can make you, I can give you more money. I can give you a better job role in this place. You just got to play ball with me for a bit.
And then even then, like he yells at him and goes like, oh, you got rid of my best scarer. And you can just see Randall a little bit like, oh.
Oh, man.
He's like, I can get camouflage and I'm not scary enough. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Oh. So Arnie as that role, a man that, let's be honest, when it comes to blending in with the environment, we've seen him do it many a time, i.e. Predator baby, i.e. Commando.
Getting muddy is what Arnie is all about.
Absolutely.
Changing his appearance, chameleon-like to suit the environment. Characteristically, I say yes, that would be Arnie's role.
I can just imagine him confronting Sully and Mike. He's like, hey, losers, you're on the scare floor today. Good luck beating my numbers. Nyang.
Hey, what are you talking about? We're the best here.
You're the best until I came along. Now you're the worst. Hey, assistants, get me another doll.
Oh, yes, Randall. Yes, sorry. Yes.
If you don't get me another door in 5 seconds, I'm going to put you in the chipper, you son of a bitch.
No, Randall, I'm sorry. I'm
you
sorry.
You son of a bitch.
Here's the new door, Randall.
Hey, Sully, next time you go through one of my doors, try not to leave some fleas.
Hey, what are you talking about? It's hard for me to do that. Man, you got me doing three voices here. I'm trying to work with it.
Oh, there's more characters coming while you're here. Roz, I see you over there. Roz.
Hello, Randall.
Here's your paperwork. I'm a standout employee, unlike Mike the douchebag.
Randall, you didn't fill in your paperwork properly.
Oh, look, over there. It's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy. I didn't know I was in this film.
I can't believe I'm meeting Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it's Roz. You're really intimidating. I think I'll get out of here with my friend Winnie. See ya. Oh, Bobo.
See ya later. Get out of here. Where's my door?
I can't believe I just met Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse. Did you see that, Michael Caine?
I just can't believe that I saw that either. Mickey Mouse and Michael Caine and Winnie the Pooh all on the same scare floor. That was incredible.
This is the loosest this podcast has ever got. I love it. So, long story short, Arnie is Randall. I'm here for it.
I'm not.
Okay. All right. I'll shut up then.
I'm going to say it just doesn't work. And the main reason behind it is Arnie is a big muscular guy. Randall is squirmy little slime ball.
That's true.
I just think from a PR perspective, I think Arnie has a certain image that he wants to continue to cultivate.
So Arnie's in the meeting at Pixar, and they're like, hey, Arnie, we want to get you in this movie. Yeah, fantastic. I haven't done much voice work, in case you haven't noticed.
So, Arnie, we're doing a fantastic film.
Yeah.
It's called Monsters, Inc.
Okay,
now,
okay.
You're a businessman, right?
I love business.
You're all about business.
Yes.
And so this is kind of like a business, this film, in a way.
Yes.
It's about harnessing children's screams to power a city called Monstropolis.
I love it. I love everything about it so far. I'm glad my agent organized this meeting for me.
Now, there's a couple of characters that we have.
Which is the biggest one?
Okay, so the biggest one is Sully.
Oh, he's good. Let me look at the more of that. Yes!
Big. He's strong. He's furry.
He's very furry.
He's commanding. He has the most lines in most of the movie.
This is perfect.
Now, so we've pegged John Goodman for this role.
Wait, John Goodman is fat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any sense. I'll be Sully.
No, well, hold on.
Okay.
We've got other roles.
Oh, I like the green one. He's got a big muscly eye.
Oh, the little...
Yeah.
He does have a muscular
eye. He's mainly muscle. The eye is mostly muscle.
He's very lean.
Yes.
Very lean. Now, see...
I mean, obviously you could beast off the legs a little bit because I don't skip leg day.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I'll talk with the animators at Pixar. Maybe we can do something about the legs. Anyway, so that's Mike Wazowski.
Perfect. I'll take it.
He's a wonder... Well, hold on. Uh-huh. So we've actually signed Billy Crystal.
Oh, not again. I won't lose out to another film to Billy. This is like when Harry met Sally.
You were meant to be Harry.
I was meant to be Sally. But Billy refused to work with me. Oh, I'm outraged.
It's okay. Well, see, now none of these roles we considered for you anyway. We actually considered this little guy right here. Bring him up on the screen, Bill. There you go. So this is Randall.
What the hell
now,
is
Now, Randall
that?
Is like a chameleon lizard.
What, he's some kind of funny guy?
He doesn't really have any funny lines. He's actually a highly...
Then why is he a chameleon?
Well,
I tell jokes. I'm not a chameleon.
I don't think you're understanding how this meeting's meant to be going, Arnie.
I think I do. I'm not a funny guy. I can't be a chameleon. I'm an action movie star.
Okay.
This meeting is over. Yeah, I don't think he's going to take Randall. Got to be honest. He'd be great as a bad guy, but I just don't think he's wanting a little stick-legged thing.
Mm. So where does that leave us next?
Roz.
Hello, Wazowski.
Nah, withdrawn, actually. Iconic voice. I wouldn't change it for a thing.
You can't. You absolutely can't.
Mike?
Wazowski.
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I can't see it. I can't see it.
I think Billy Crystal dominates that role.
He really is good.
Like, he just has so many great lines. I think it's particularly his musical chops.
Yes.
That he provides some of the most dominant moments in the film.
Although, I would love to hear Arnie's rendition of Put That Thing Back Where It Came From, or So Help Me. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, put that thing back where it came from, or So Help Me.
So Help Me. That's good.
That is.
She's out of our hands.
Scene. That's beautiful. For the song, I like it for the song, but everything else, Billy Crystal's the best. I think we're kind of touching on it. We've been skating around it.
Mm.
Sully.
James P. Sullivan. Montropolis's top scarer, which is kind of like the headline role in the film.
Mm.
Like, it's really kind of, I get it, they're a double act.
Yep.
But it does feel like Sully is the top dog around Monstropolis.
Well, absolutely. And it's his plot point that we focus on the whole movie as well.
Yeah.
And it does get emotional when he thinks Boo's dead at that point.
That's a really sad scene.
It really is. Like, I mean...
Super funny as well. How many kids you got in there? How many kids?
How many kids?
How many kids are in there?
Yeah, you're right. Billy Crystal needs to do that role. Yeah. Only he's delivering a line like that, because that's pretty sad. And then all of a sudden it turns into very, very funny humor. Arnie as Sullivan, I could see it. I can see him trying to make Boo laugh with the toys as well. It's like, she's crying. Stop crying. Please stop crying. And then the kid laughs and everyone laughs and it's a good time, right?
Yeah, it is a very good time. I can totally see that happening. I think even like the moment where he gets banished with Mike into the Himalayas.
Yeah, Himalayas.
And they meet the abominable snowman.
Yes.
That would be a great kind of leading man, good acting kind of scene between the two of them, really.
As he comes in the snow, they fall out. Come on, let's go.
Well, I hope you're happy, Sully.
I'm not happy. I'm sad.
We've been banished.
Do you think I care?
Yes.
I don't care. You weird creature. Sit down and give me some of that yellow snow.
Don't eat that. It's wee.
Oh, God, it's so awful. It's so awful.
You had to ruin everything. We had a convertible. We had a loft apartment. We had jobs. Do you know how hard that is in this day and age?
Mike, I want to tell you something.
What is it?
I don't care about the Scream record anymore.
Why?
Because I only care about Boo.
Boo, Boo, Boo. You know what? Boo hoo.
That's very offensive, but very witty from you, Mike. You broke my heart. And I'm going to go to a village and leave you here.
Fine, get out of here. I don't need you anyway. I'm going to live here. I got a cave. I got this big fuzzball. He's going to keep me warm.
If you don't mind, I'm going to sing a song now. I'm so sad as I go in the snow. Going to find the girl that I know. I'm going on a sled down a hill. And I hope that I do not kill myself. I'm trying to go like Randy Newman with it, because he's like really like in every single Pixar movie at one point. It's got way too soft. Mike.
Yeah.
I'm about to leave on this sled. Are you sure you don't want to come with me if you want to live?
What do you mean if I want to live?
It was just a natural reflex for me to say that. Do you want to come with me if you want to live?
No. We're done.
Oh, man, that's really sad. So now I got no kid, no friend, And no scare record, which I did care a little bit about. I'm going to be honest.
But you said you didn't.
No, I do a little bit.
Get out of here. Go down to that village in Nepal.
Okay.
We don't need you anymore.
Hey, snowman man. Any chance that you could give me some of these yellow snow cones for the road?
You want some yellow snow cones for the road? Here you go. Oh, wait, wait. Let me just make a few. Zip.
You know, they're pretty good once you get past the taste.
Here you go.
Thank you very much. Mike, you want one of these?
No, I don't want one of them. They're piss, you idiot.
Yeah. I don't hate them. I think they're pretty good. Boo, I'm coming for you. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Wait, what's that coming into the cave?
Oh, hi, it's me. I'm a mountaineer. I'm here to climb the Himalayas. What exactly have I walked into? We got a big white guy, we got a green
little
ball.
You can't say that.
What do you mean I can't say
that?
You
can't point out that he's white?
Well, it's 2020. It's 2001.
It's what?
And it's 2001.
Oh, then it's okay.
There's no racism. I can say what I want. Okay. Anyway, so...
I didn't realize it was a thing.
Racism doesn't exist until about 2005.
Well, that's good to know.
Anyway, so what are you? You're a big blue monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a hiker.
Uh-huh.
Also kind of like Jeff Goldblum in a way.
It sounds a little bit like you're a little bit more like him than you'd like to admit.
No, I'm just wondering.
Do you come from that village down there?
I do. I just came around from there.
Bit of a personal question, but do they have closets connected to the bedroom?
Yeah, I mean, they do, but I just...
Is there kids there?
Okay, so hold on a second. Let me get this straight. You're saying...
That is scared?
You want kids and you want closets.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you want both of them?
It's not your business.
I mean, it sounds like it's my business.
I need to enter.
What do you mean you need to...
I need to enter their room.
You can't...
Without their parents knowing.
You can't say... Children and closets, and then enter right after. We're getting towards like a crime.
I just want to see my little girl.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you got a little girl.
She's not my daughter.
And she's not your daughter.
No.
All right, let's just hold on for a second. You sit here. I'm going to make a phone call.
Do you want some yellow snow?
What do you mean yellow snow?
No, you make your phone call. Okay, I'm going to eat these myself.
Yeah, it's Jeff.
It goes by the name Jeff, too. What a coincidence. All right. So how'd you go with the phone call?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Uh-huh. I just have to keep you here for just a little bit. I got a friend just going to come up to meet me up here.
Okay.
And oh, look, here he is now. He's just coming in.
He came in record timing through a blizzard. I'm very proud of him.
Freeze, this is the FBI.
Oh, God, not again. No, no.
You're a wanted sex pest. You're the big blue guy who's been pumping out of all these different closets.
You'll never take me alive.
You got a friend in me.
Credits.
You got a friend in me.
Don't worry, it's your destiny. He's still alive.
You got a friend in me.
Give me some of that piss, no. I knew it was piss the whole time.
Okay, so.
We definitely took some liberties with this. I would say wholesome as hell movie.
I didn't mean to turn it into like an R18 kind of situation.
We never do, Corey. We never do.
And yet there we are. But
yep.
Nonetheless, I do think that probably Sully is the ideal role. Finally, is it worth mentioning the main villain that is revealed at the end, Mr. Waternoose?
He's like a weird spider crab thing, right?
Really creepy. I remember when it was like the film came out, obviously 2001, they did like a thing with McDonald's.
Yes, the like, toys.
The toys.
Yes.
And Mr. Water, like, they were, for some reason, everyone had an abundance of Mr. Waternoose.
They really, I literally was just thinking that. I didn't have a Sully, I didn't have a Mike, I didn't have a Boo, but I had like 18 of those mother, yes.
Yeah, and it was creepy and it was weird. I think he had a little wind-up back so his legs could all move like a crab and all that kind of stuff. Very creepy, but yeah, it was clever marketing in a way.
It was. Arnie could do that easily. What's his main line at the end that they repeat over and over again?
I'd kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
I like it.
Now, what if we made that into an Arnie quote?
He's like, they're kidnapping children? I'd kidnap 1,000. Let me get into the character more. I'd kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
There it is, everybody. We got it.
You're what? On punk. No. It's Ashton Kutcher with
no.
you.
Not you, Ashton, you son of a gun.
We just got you. You're an absolute sleazebag.
Oh, no, you got me. Oh, well, good game from everyone. I guess I'll go now. I'm out of here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are you going?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, there's the camera. There's the camera.
Yeah. Look in the eyes of that little girl. Uh-huh. What do you see?
Oh, it's another camera.
Two cameras.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Now, you're probably wondering, how do we get the whole punk production here into Monstropolis? We came through a door ourselves.
Wait a second. Roz, are you in on this?
Hello.
Oh, Roz, you son of a bitch.
It's not actually Roz.
What?
Watch this as I pull it off.
This is Michael Caine.
Well, that concludes the episode of Monsters, Inc., probably one of our loosest ones. If you would like to help us out by keeping us sane, and that is the only way to do that, there's only one way really to do that, and that is by giving us reviews.
Yep, head online, review us, leave us a comment, suggest which movie you would like us to also consider in upcoming episodes. We love the feedback.
Absolutely. And on top of all that, we've got some news to come sooner rather than later regarding guests, because we want to hear from you which guests you want to get on the show. And also on top of that, a few other little things in the works. Mainly, my Donald Duck impression. That's very good.
But I'm a little drums.
Oh my gosh, Gollum. See you later, everybody. See ya.